Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together weather-wise. It's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
Mr. Frank Sinatra. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. I have not been here for a few weeks. I am so sorry. I am so happy to be where I love so much, and I'm back here at the radio. Thank you all for your patience. Thank you all for your emails and your cards. It meant so much to me. Thank you, Rocco. Just the best. The best of the best is Rocco. Bob Small, the best of the best. Thank you all. Tony, Savino, everybody, thank you all for covering for me while I was not here. So good morning. How's everybody? Our number here is 203-661-5051. I am Marianne DeLuca Melillo DeFelice, and I thank you for tuning into my show today. Why don't you give me a call? I would love to hear from you. So how I don't know what that was. How have you all been? Everybody's been good. Everybody's not been good. Have you been eating well? Have you not been eating well? I always say I'm going to eat well, and I really don't, because everything I consume is either pasta, veal, pork. I don't know. I don't know, but I love it. I love it. So welcome to my show. We have a nice gentleman coming up today, Joseph Porcelli's son, Joey Porcelli, and he has a lot of good things to talk to us about. He's coming up in just a few minutes. So without further ado, whoops, sorry about that. Okay. Here we go. I guess not. Come on. All right, I guess not. 203-661-5051 is our number in the studio. And we're just waiting for Joey to show his phone call.
Take one fresh
and tender kiss. Have you been good? Have you been well? Feel good? Give me a call, Don, anyone.
One stolen night of bliss.
Oh my God, how about those hot days? Isn't that crazy?
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, sweet, sweet memories you gave made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell. Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with His blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
One man, one wife, one love through life.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave to
me. Made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Man. Made of this.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add sweet, sweet one stolen night of bliss.
Memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy.
Memories you gave
made of this.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
An air quality alert is in effect from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. today. It'll be mostly sunny today with highs 80 to 85. Mostly clear tonight, low 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, very warm, and more humid tomorrow with highs 85 to 90. Mostly sunny, very warm, and humid on Monday, 85 to 90. Becoming partly sunny, hot, and humid on Tuesday. Highs will be near 90. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Obviously, I'm having difficulty. Anyway, 203-661-5051. Give me a call. Call me up. Tell me what have you been doing all the weeks I was out. How about last week? The heat was incredible, wasn't it? We're going to take a phone call right now of a gentleman that has a wonderful story to tell us. Good morning, Jerry. Joe? Hello? Good morning, Joey.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. So Joey Porcelli is the son, obviously, of Joseph Porcelli. And he has some wonderful news to spread around. Right, Joe?
That's right, yeah.
So tell myself and my audience, what's going on in your wonderful life?
So I play baseball at Merrimack College, a Division II school in the Northeast 10 Conference. We just got moved up to Division I, actually, for this upcoming season for all sports.
Wow.
The New England Baseball Journal named me as the Division II Northeast Player of the Year.
My God, Joey, congratulations to you. You must feel...
Thank you so much.
You must feel so proud and so honored.
Yeah, it was a really great accomplishment, and I'm very proud to get that award.
To get that award, what did you do, Joey, when they told you you were going to be the receiver of that award? What did you do?
Well, I actually didn't even know that I was. One of my teammates texted in our group chat congratulating me, and I wasn't sure what it was about. I texted him. I said, "Hey, what are you talking about? Like, congrats for what?" And he actually told me, and then shortly after, my dad had texted me and sent me the picture that was getting posted around. So yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a little surprise, but it was awesome to hear.
Ed, you must like be floating on air with this award. I mean, it's an honor, Joey. It's an honor.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it is really cool. You know, me and my coaches and my teammates worked really hard in the preseason to try and accomplish what I did in the season, and to show the work payoff was really, really nice to see.
Absolutely, absolutely, and so well deserved. When did you start playing, Joe?
We started our season down in Florida at the beginning of February. Mm-hmm. And then we went pretty much to like the second week of May.
And how old were you when you started playing? Like, were you 10, 12?
I started T-ball around 4.
So did my son, Anthony. My son, Anthony, yeah. Too, 4. Yeah. And then from there, you loved it.
Yeah.
Really? You just loved it?
Yep, fell in love right away.
I love that. That's wonderful. So from then, you went on to like Little League?
Yeah, went into Little League and then... 9 years old, went into majors, and then after that played in middle school. That was when we first started on the big field, and then high school, and then college.
My gosh, everyone was speaking to Joey Porcelli. He's the son of Joseph Porcelli. How's dad? Dad's good? Mom's good?
Yeah, they're all very good.
Good, thank God. So tell me, when you told them about the award, what did they do?
My mom was a little confused. She wasn't really sure what exactly it was for, which is kind of typical for her. But my dad knew right away, and they were both really proud. They didn't really have much to say other than, wow, that's amazing.
Right.
I think it was kind of like a shock moment. I didn't even consider getting this award, really.
So when you speak about a shock moment, it probably was a little bit of a shock to you.
Yeah, definitely was.
Wow.
I mean, like I said, I didn't even consider it. And then once I got it, it was like, wow, that's really cool.
It's really cool, and it's really, God yeah. bless you. It's a major achievement, Joey.
Thank you.
It really is, and I don't really know you, but I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm proud of someone I really don't know, but I am. But yet, when I spoke to your dad through Messenger last night, you could almost hear the happiness in his words, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely. They're him and Mom are probably the most supportive people I have. So to get an accomplishment like this, I'm sure it means just as much to them as it does to me.
Right, exactly. Exactly, and what an honor. So where do you go from here, Joey?
Well, right now I'm playing in a summer league up in North Adams, Mass. For the NECBL. We're coming to the end of the year, and then hopefully we'll get a spot in the playoffs and just finish out this season. But right now, after this, it's just right back to Merrimack for my last year.
Is that right? Good for you. Good luck to you,
yeah.
Honey. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
All wonderful things. So what do your friends say to you?
They said a couple different things, but
they're
really proud too. They were some were giving me a little bit of little, like trouble. Is all I taught you everything I knew, this and that. But yeah,
that's just a friend, isn't it?
yeah, you have to be like that.
That's great.
Yeah. But they're really happy for me too.
Of course. They should be, as they should be, and as you would be for them.
Right, exactly.
Right. So when do you go back to Mass?
I'm going back at the end of August.
At the end of August?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your last year?
Yep. Going to be a senior. Yeah.
Good for you. And what are you doing? What are you taking up?
I'm studying mechanical engineering.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So Joey, you know, you're a young man. God bless you. You have all good things in front of you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I mean, you really do. Here you are being honored, and your parents can't say enough, and your friends, and you sound like a beautiful, humble young man. You really do, Joey.
Thank you so much.
Listen, I wish you much, much success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, my gosh, it's my pleasure. When you make it to the top, I'm going to come watch you and say, you know, I talked to him. I talked to him on the radio.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Joey, the best of luck to you. All good things, honey, and God bless you.
Thank you again.
Thank you for being on my show. Bye-bye, honey. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a nice guy, Joey Porcelli. Oh, what a nice, nice guy. God bless him with this wonderful honor. I will take a quick break. I'm Marianne DeLuca, Melillo De Felice, and we'll be right back on 1490WGCH.com and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
An air quality alert is in effect from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. today. It'll be mostly sunny today with highs 80 to 85. Mostly clear tonight, low 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, very warm, and more humid tomorrow with highs 85 to 90. Mostly sunny, very warm and humid on Monday, 85 to 90. Becoming partly sunny, hot and humid on Tuesday. Highs will be near 90. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on. No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
This is Gideon Fountain.
And I'm Jonathan Wilcox.
Our show is called
Your Greenwich House.
And therefore it's about what?
Regional real estate trends, residentially and commercially, with an emphasis on Greenwich.
Exactly. We talk about what's selling and not selling in Greenwich, residential real estate mostly. And we try to keep it light. It's funny. It's a funny show, but it's also going to be useful and informative.
That's Your Greenwich House at its new time, Wednesday mornings at 10 on 1490 WGCH.
Watch the sunrise on a tropical island. See the pyramids along the Nile. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. Be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Fly the ocean in a plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember, till you're home again, you belong. Just remember, till you're home again, you belong to you're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
C'è una luna a mezzumare, mamma mia, mamma di dare.
All right, everybody, get up and start dancing, come on.
Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te piglia lo pesciaiole, isso va, isso viene, se lo pescia, manatena. Se ci ingappa la fantasia dei pescioli a vecchiozza mia, la la riola, pesce fritto e baccalà, uè gomba, no calamara c'ha già cattà. Second stanza. C'è una luna a mezzumare, mamma mia, mamma ridare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te piglia lo polizia, isso va, isso viene, sembra scoppetta manatena. Se ci ingappa la fantasia di scoppettia, figliuzza mia, la la riola, pesce fritto e baccalà, uè gomba, una scoppetta c'ha già cattà. And now for you nice ladies and gentlemen out there who don't understand the Italian language, I'd like to do two choruses in British. Lazy Mary, you better get up, she answered back, I am not evil. Lazy Mary, you better get up, we need the sheets for the table. Lazy Mary, you smoke in bed, there's only one man you should marry. My advice to you would be is to pay attention to me. You'd better marry a fireman, he'll come and go, go and come, zembala bomba manatena. Se c'ingappa la fantasia di bomberia, figliuzza mia, la la riola, pesce fritto e baccalà, uè gomba, na bombina c'ha già cattà. Oh gomma, gamme voglio marità, trovamma la vagliotta, gamme voglio marità, trovamma la vagliotta, gamme voglio marità, trovamma la vagliotta, gamme voglio marità. Ehi!
Oh my God, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Thank you, Louis Prima. Is that Louis Prima? I'm sorry, it was Lou Monte. Lazy Mary, you got to get up. They need the sheet for the table. Now, someone else that woke up early, I'm so happy he's calling my show. He also has a show at WGCH every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Greenwich Matters. And why does he have that show? Why do you have that show, Sam?
That's because Greenwich Matters.
There you go. Good morning, Greenwich Sam. Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno, senor.
How are you? Caramilla.
Senorita.
Caramilla. Yeah. Hi, Sam Romeo. Sam Romeo's in the house. How are you, Sam?
Good, Mara. It's been a while.
It's been a while. A long time. I know,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah,
how you feeling?
I know.
How you feeling?
Feeling good. How about you?
Yeah, good. Good. Good now, Sam. You know,
I need a good summer recipe from Steve.
Oh, I know he's busy right now. I tried him.
Yeah, we got to get a summer recipe.
I said to him, you're too busy for me. He said, got to go.
Sell him cars.
So, Sam, you want a summer recipe? All right, I'll try to get him in a little while.
Yeah, tell him. We need one.
Yeah, but, Sam, you're a good cook yourself.
Oh, I love to cook, Mayor.
You do, huh?
I love to cook, yeah.
You love it.
A little of this, a little of that, yeah. And then last year we bought a smoker. And my son-in-law, Eddie, he loves to use that smoker.
Does he?
Stuff comes out fantastic, yeah.
Now, that smoker you have, that's not for a turkey too, right?
Yeah, it can do turkey. It can do anything in it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Comes out so juicy, tender. Spare ribs, they fall right off the bone.
Oh, like milk. I love
steaks,
that.
Steaks, oh, yeah. Tomahawk steaks, oh, boy.
Beautiful. Beautiful, huh? So you're really getting your money's worth out of this.
You bet your life.
Isn't that beautiful? So, Sam, what is one of Mary's favorite dishes, would you say?
Mary's a pasta person. She loves pasta and salad.
I was going to say, is it pasta? That's my favorite dish is pasta.
But yeah, she's a pasta and salad person.
Pasta, garlic.
Yeah, that's it.
And how about you? You like everything, though.
You put it in front of me, I'll eat it.
God bless
you. You kill it, I'll cook it.
Just be careful of what you kill, guys. Be careful
That's
what
it.
You kill. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you've been well.
Yeah.
Sam, how about these past few really hot days? Did you
Well, you see, the heat I can take. I can take the heat. Doesn't bother me too much, but a lot of people, they can't.
Yeah.
It's the summer. It's going to be hot.
You're right. It's going to be hot. That's right. We can't expect 80. Yeah. We can't expect 60, 50 degree weather. Now, Sam, when
no,
go ahead.
A couple of months from now, everybody's going to be complaining. It's cold.
I like the cold. I love the holiday season in the fall.
Yeah.
I love all
me too. Yeah,
I know you do. Now, Sam, do you jump in the pool when it's that hot?
You got to know something. This year, it did not open the pool up. It got away from us. We went away early in May.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay went away. And before you know it...
it's July.
You know, June was here and gone. Yeah. July is here. It's finished. We never opened the pool.
Well,
next year.
Next year. That's right.
Time we haven't opened it.
Yeah, but you know, when you go away and you're doing different things... Time gets ahead of you. It really does.
Yeah.
Time gets ahead of you, and then you say to yourself, well, I didn't do it this year. I'll do it next year.
Yeah, and Lindsay, you know, she went on a couple of vacations, so and she usually helps me open it up.
Right.
So we didn't do it.
Right, and Lindsay and Mark just celebrated, what, 2 years of marriage?
Yep, they went away. They went to Antigua.
Did
for
they?
For the second honeymoon, yeah.
Oh, my God, how beautiful.
And prior to that, they went to Curio.
Now, where's that, Sam?
I have no idea. Some small island in the Caribbean. She finds these places.
Curio. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, God bless them. They're young now. They can do it.
That's right.
You know?
She loves to travel, I'll tell you that.
She likes to go, Lindsay. She does, right?
Yep.
So what are you doing today, Sam?
Today, I'm going to relax, and tomorrow we got a car show.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, on 500 West Putnam Avenue. I think it's put on by the Kiwanis.
Kiwanis Club?
I'm not quite sure. Or St. Rock's, one of the two. Maybe St. Rock's is doing it, because Warren Fattaroli is involved in it, so it must be St. Rock's.
So you're bringing
I'm going to bring my Corvette. I was hemming and hawing whether to do it or not, but I think I will go down there and spend some hours there.
And why not, Sam? It's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, actually, yes, it is. And they'll probably get 200 cars. All the old muscle cars will be there, so it'll be a nice show.
So what do they do, Sam?
It's free. Entry is free, so people want to come by and see the cars.
Sam, do they give out prizes for some cars?
They give out awards for the cars, and they have judges, and then they have a raffle, 50-50 raffle.
Wow.
You can win some money.
Isn't that nice?
Matter of fact, I had the flyer. I was going to read about it on my show last week, but something came up, and I had to leave town, so I had a repeat show. I didn't do it. Here it is. It's the third annual St. Rock's Car Show.
St. Rock's.
500 West Putnam Avenue. July 28th. Rain date, August 4th. There's not going to be no rain. And it's going to be hot rods, motorcycle, muscle cars. They got the raffle that they're having, though, right? The 50-50 raffle tickets are selling.
Yeah.
That's for the St. Rock's Fair. That's going to start next week, I think, August 7th.
Ah.
They're selling, there'll be some raffle tickets down here at the fair, for the fair.
Oh, nice.
And now you can win like $30,000.
Wow.
In that 50-50 raffle.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, isn't that nice? Yeah. So that's good. So you're going to be there?
Yeah, they're going to have food trucks there and everything. So if you want to get something to eat,
and
ice cream truck.
And Sam, isn't tomorrow your son-in-law Mark's birthday?
Yes, actually. They went last night. They had dinner. I was just on the phone with Lindsay. They had a nice dinner at J House, Tony's restaurant at J House.
Uh-huh.
Had a wonderful dinner. Tony treated them like family.
You know what, J House, they are such nice people.
Yeah, yeah.
They really are such nice people. Yep.
And Tony's a great host. He's full of Tony.
He's full of charm.
Capasso.
He's charming.
Yes. He's the trivia guy. He knows it all.
He knows it all. He's a very nice
he's
man.
He's trivia. He is.
Yes. And the food there is delicious.
Oh, they have a meatball. They have a meatball. I think it's like a pound and a half meatball.
No way.
Some more kinds of cheeses.
Wow.
It is delicious.
Right.
They mix it with pork and veal.
Oh.
And beef. The old Italian way.
The old Italian way.
The old Italian way. That's why mother used to make meatballs sometimes with the veal and the pork.
The veal, the pork, and the beef. Yeah. Yeah.
All ground up. Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. No question about that.
He's got the chef in the kitchen making a big giant meatball, brings it out.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So tell me, how's Mary?
Mary is fine. We've been doing some traveling up to our hideaway up there in the Adirondacks. So we've been loving it.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we've been slowing down a little bit.
That's okay.
Business. We're taking it easy a little bit more.
Right. You know, just
enjoying things.
Right. You just take your time and have a nice time. You don't have to be fast about it, you know?
Right. You know.
So what do you
see the grandchildren?
I know. Tell me, what are you cooking tonight? You cooking tonight?
Tonight, I'm not sure. I think maybe tonight would just be a salad night because I've been losing some weight. I want to, you know, get my doctor not to holler at me, so.
I think that's great, though. A nice big salad.
A little salad. Yeah, a nice big salad.
Yes. Last night I made a tomato salad. And it was so good, Sam. Sam, that's all you need, that and a loaf of bread.
I got the parsley, the basil in the garden.
Oh.
And I got a fight with the squirrels and the raccoons.
I know.
For my tomatoes.
I'm sure.
It's a competition. I got to pick them before they get red because either the squirrel or the raccoons will get them.
You know, my friend Gigi Melillo, she planted parsley, she planted a basil, botanical, she planted the little tomatoes. whoever is it, whether it's the deer or the rabbits, they ate everything except the parsley. They didn't touch the parsley.
No.
Isn't that something?
No.
They're like picayune.
Yeah. I tell you, they're not vegetarians, I guess.
You're not a vegetarian.
No.
Oh, the rabbits are.
No, but things are good, and the garden's just about done because of the animals. They had their fill. So
you know,
I have to go
Sam,
buy tomatoes now.
You know, Sam, I'm thinking of you, and you remember years ago, your sister Kathy?
Yeah.
She called me up, and then I think Lindsay came with me, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But she called me up, and she wanted me to go over to her house in Stamford and see this huge eggplant she grew. So after the show was over and after I was done, I went over to Kathy's house.
Was it the eggplant or cacoots?
It might have been cacoots.
Maybe, I think it was the cacoots.
It might have been the cacoots. Yeah. But anyway, Sam, it was huge. I never saw anything like that. I said, oh, my God, Kathy.
Yeah, it must have been five feet or 6 feet.
You're right. It was.
Yeah, it was the cacoots.
It was the cacoots. Sam, it was huge. And how she was laughing when I was looking at it, you know, in my surprise. I said, Kathy, how do you even carry that thing? Mm. Oh, my God.
I got one here. I got a picture of my son, Christopher, and he was young, and the cacoots was bigger than him.
Is that right?
It was like about 6 feet tall. He was holding it up.
Sam, they grow huge.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know what a cacoots is. It's in a squash family.
It is,
and
yes.
You can do that a lot of ways. You can
fry it up.
Peel it. You stuff it with peppers, or you could fry it with, peppers and onions.
Peppers, onions, maybe like little eggs.
I
in
like
there.
Doing. You stuff it and with chopped meat.
With chopped meat, you stuff a little chopped meat, little onion, a little basilico,
sauce on top. Yeah.
Now
I like doing it. Put it in chunks. And cook it in the sauce.
Ooh.
And it gets very, very tender.
Yeah.
And you put it over the top of the pasta. It's like meat. It's delicious. It has all of the juices from the sauce in it.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's why I like doing it.
Good for you.
Then you could save it. You could bottle it and put it in the refrigerator and keep it. You can use it like you, a sauce.
Right,
yeah.
right. Oh, my God.
I do four or five quarts at a time, and it's delicious.
Delicious.
Or you can do like a bunabuna. You know, put it in the bowl when you eat it.
The bunabuna.
Bunabuna with Italian bread.
You know, my mother and I were just talking about how her mother would, you know, can the tomatoes or freeze the tomatoes and make the jelly and make the jam. And such nice memories my mother has, you know?
I used to do all of that, too. Yeah. I used to make the jelly and the jam and get the jars.
Yeah.
I learned from my mother. My mother told me how to do it.
Exactly what my mother said. She learned from her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the old days, before they had the bowl jars with the lids.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the wax.
Yes.
You have to melt the wax and you put the wax on top of everything.
I love it. Yes, 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 yes. See, my mother always tells me things like that, and I always say to my mother, Ma, you know what? You really are the greatest generation. You know, Sam?
The kids today don't know anything about that.
They don't know. I said something to my daughter about Perry Como. She goes, Mom, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I love Perry Como. Oh, my God.
They watch these shows. They watch the old TV shows.
Yeah.
And they'll see a rotary phone. They say, what is that?
Yeah.
They don't know what a rotary phone is. Remember Party Lines? They had Party Lines.
Yeah, remember? Oh, my gosh. They don't. And I don't know, Sam. I just have to say this. I don't know. Like, we have so much music that we have so many wonderful, wonderful memories of all the beautiful singers years ago. I don't know today, these kids, what are they going to be playing years to come? What are they going to be?
You know what's good about our music?
What's that, Sam?
Of our era? You can understand the words.
That's what I was trying to say, Sam. God bless you. You're absolutely right. That's what I was trying to say. Can you believe that, though? Can you believe it? Anthony, what do you, I say to my son, what are your memories? He goes, what does that mean, Ma? Nothing. Mm. Absolutely nothing.
You get the songs from the 50s and the 60s, and I played on the Sirius XM channels and stuff.
Yeah.
And my daughter, there he goes again. Knows all the words to boot of every song. Yeah, because you can understand them back then.
Hey, Sam, how's Donnie doing?
Donnie's doing fine. Him and Romeo, they walk every day.
Oh, how cute. How cute is that? Yeah. He's doing well?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Still talks about the chili loss, that chili contest we had at the station many years ago, remember?
I can't believe you're talking about that. I was thinking about that chili contest coming here today, going down Palmer's Hill. Oh, my God, that's so strange. That was a great time.
Yeah, him and my brother, other older brother, and Donnie lost. He hasn't forgotten it.
Funny. That's funny. I was just thinking about the chili driving down Palmer's Hill today. That's so funny.
Yeah.
That was
he does make a good chili.
But that was a good time good then, chili. Right?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was fabulous.
It really was a fun time. Really, really was. So now I want to call the Girl Scouts and see when they're going to. I think the selling of the cookies is in the spring, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So I was thinking about
Boy Scouts did their popcorn.
Yeah, right, Sam. Right.
Mary loves the popcorn.
I do, too. My daughter loves the caramel pop.
Oh, just take the regular one. That's it.
That's it. Me, too. I'm regular. That's it. I'm good. So what are you going to do now, Sam?
Now I'm going to go do some food shopping. Now you made me hungry. I had to go over ShopRite.
Nice.
Go see the Singaris.
See the Singaris. I went all through school with Joe Singari. And beautiful family. My father graduated school with his father, Dominic, and beautiful family. And Joe and I remain very good friends today. He said, the Singari family are beautiful people.
Yeah, they are. And Tony just passed away.
I'm sorry? Rocky just passed away, yes.
Oh, Rocky, I mean, Rocky, yeah.
Rocky passed away, yes.
Yeah.
Was a nice man.
He was, yeah.
He and my husband Steve's uncle, Ray DeFelice, did a lot of dancing together.
Yeah.
Nice man. Too bad. But anyway. Yeah. So anyway.
So listen, you have a good rest of your show.
Thank you, sweetie.
Play Jimmy Durante.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, I love Jimmy Durante. I know.
I love Jimmy Durante.
Me too.
And wait till the spring for Dominic the Dummy of winter.
Oh, wait.
Dominic the Donkey.
Listen to me. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, with the help of God, if I'm here, it's going on.
Dominic. And by the way, Jeff got a new job up in Albany.
Right.
He's running like 5 radio stations.
Right. God bless him.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know what's nice about it, too? He's closer to his son and grandson.
That's right. And you can play Dominic the Donkey.
And I won't get in trouble. You know, some people, you either like that song or you don't.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but
I mean, it's so funny. It's good. I mean, really.
So to me, as being an Italian, I love it. Mm. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
But I certainly don't want to offend anybody by playing it. So it's not in that respect. It's just that it's Italian.
You'd still play it,
huh?
You'd still play it anyway.
Oh, I played it anyway. Remember?
You know, that's right.
You know what? When I played it. I'll never forget. I played it anyway. And after my show was over, Jeff comes in and goes, Marianne, I'd like to see you in my office. So I said to him, remember what I said to him? Is this a closed door meeting? He goes, yes, it is. Right. Am I meeting with you closed door? Yes, it is. Then I knew to freeze, you know? Anyway, you can't make the stuff up. We had many, many good memories, Sam. Good
That's
memories.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have a wonderful day. Right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Take care.
And give my love to wish Mark happy birthday and give my love to Mary and Lindsay, okay?
I certainly will.
Love you, Sam. Love you, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sam Romeo every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. WGCH.com 1490 right here 6 to 8. He's a great guy. He's a good guy. And, you know, we go back a lot of years. I'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Our number here is 203-661-5051. We're at 1490wgch.com and wgch.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
An air quality alert is in effect from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. today. It'll be mostly sunny today with highs 80 to 85. Mostly clear tonight, low 65 to 70. Mostly sunny, very warm, and more humid tomorrow with highs 85 to 90. Mostly sunny, very warm and humid on Monday, 85 to 90. Becoming partly sunny, hot, and humid on Tuesday. Highs will be near 90. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Are you looking for new ways to save for the future? Whether you're looking for a short or a long-term approach to build and grow your assets, Patriot Bank is your one-stop shop for certificates of deposit, IRA, and Roth IRA accounts, and so much more. The smartest way to save for the future has never been more accessible than through Patriot. Go to bankpatriot.com for more information or call 1-888-PATRIOT. That's 1-888-728-7468. You can also download the Patriot Bank app on your smartphone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Noreen Ehrlich, Success and Relationship Coach. Your time is precious. It is time to stop hiding and start hustling. What does that mean, you say? Please join me every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Defy and Hustle with Noreen Ehrlich, when I'll approach your everyday issues with wise but uncommon sense. You don't have to settle. I want you to be in love with your life. Are you ready? Then join me Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
And linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
Must remain with the sun and the rain,
For its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong, and the dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each his own, for me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know, I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me.
The show's coming to an end, and it went by so fast today. I'm sorry I had a few mix-ups, but thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it all so very, very much. Thank you to Joey Porcelli. Good luck, Joey. You're the best. You sound wonderful. God bless you, and God bless you, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Porcelli. Beautiful son. Thank you, Sam Romeo, for calling in. You're the best. Listen to Sam every Sunday, every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here at WGCH.com. Call in and say hello to him. So God bless you all, and I leave you as I leave you every week. Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them. Good night. I love you.
Just a crony, just a crony. Ink, a dink a do, a dink a dee, a dink a do. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy, here comes the finish. Pep it up, hit it. Ink, a dink a do. A dinkadoo, simply means ink. A dinkadoo, a dinkadee. Good night, folks. Signing off.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Indian policemen killed, American teens arrested. Another weekend of large Hong Kong protests. I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in Rome say two 19-year-old American tourists have now confessed to killing a police officer. The officer was stabbed 8 times yesterday morning. Correspondent Barbie Nadeau is in the Italian capital today.
Police tell us that they were able to find the bloody knife and the kid's bloody clothes up in a ceiling panel in their hotel room, which is evidence. And they say there was evidence that these guys had made plans to go back to the United States.
The officer had recently come back from his honeymoon. He was 35. Protesters in Hong Kong are organizing against mainland China for the 8th consecutive weekend. Correspondent Anna Corrin is in the middle of the protests.
These people feel like they are not being listened to, that their Hong Kong is not allowed to function the way that it has the last 22 years because